Hi guys, welcome to another episode of 10 and 10. Thank you so much for joining me again. I am so sorry that there was such a big gap between the last episode and this episode. Life has been quite hectic and complicated and hard, just like I think for everyone this year. I moved from Belgium to Spain, so that was a big change and it was a hustle by itself. I also currently do not have my microphone. sorry, I swear I am not sick. I just ate very spicy curry before recording this. I currently do not have my microphone with me because it did not fit in my luggage. And my luggage was still overweight, until it arrives, I hope that this quality is fine as well with you. I'm super excited to be back. I have a lot of ideas for the upcoming episodes. Hopefully, I will be able to post regularly again. I'm still getting used to my new life rhythm here, so I hope you're a bit lenient with me if it doesn't always work out. However, as I said, I am very excited to be here, and the topic I want to discuss today has been something on my mind for a very long time, and we can jump right into it, because I don't know how you feel or what your experiences are, but ever since I was a little kid, and I think this rings true with almost all women in my life, and I think a lot of women overall, my body and especially my weight was always a topic of public discussion, and this can come in form of bullying from schoolmates. This came in form of my family telling me to lose weight, or even commenting on my eating habits, and not in a good way, y'all, not in a good way, which created for me, of course, like, this kind of, because outside and inside the home, I always have this criticism, and of course, this is the reason why, for a very long time, I had a very strong insecurity about my body, and I'm not gonna lie, like, obviously, it's not gone, and, like, I still feel insecure about my body sometimes, however, thanks to the people around me and thanks to the time I took for myself to realize that the body is just a flesh prison and that it does not matter. And also especially disassociating my body from or trying to disassociate my body from the male gaze, seeing it as like a entity worthy without any male approval, really helped me to overcome these issues. As I said, it's not completely resolved, but it helped me. But I am getting ahead of myself. I'm gonna start by telling you a story. This is like the first time that I remember that my body was brought up, my body weight in particular. I was around 6 years old, I think, and I only have one other woman cousin. And she's 3 years older than me, and she was a bit chubby, and so was I. I mean, we were literal children, but her mom was quite obsessed with body and weight and body image. So she signed up my cousin to meet up a dietitian. Anyway, with a dietitian, and she put her on a diet and she lost weight. And so my grandma was very happy about this, which is very fucked up, by the way, but yeah. She was very happy about this, and she came up to me and she was like, "Your cousin lost weight, so you should lose weight too." And that's still, like, first of all, I was 6 years old, okay? And I had a normal weight for whatever the fuck that means. I had a normal weight for a child. And I can't, like, I guess my grandmother came from a place where she cared about I want to say she cared about my health, but honestly, it probably not. But where she cared about me, I'm sure, about that. But from a completely fucked up viewpoint, where she started teaching me that the way that I look determines my worth, and in the Middle East, and I'm sure that's also true in other places, grandmothers, they always tell you, at least my grandmother did, like she always told me contrary things. So she would tell me, for example, to lose weight, but then she would give me a lot of food to eat, and she puts a lot of butter in her food, you know? I mean, she's a grandma, of course she's gonna feed me, but I was always like, maybe we can eat a bit more balanced. Not because I didn't, like, I'm not saying she should have given, like, she should have put me on a diet. Absolutely not. I think diets are bullshit. And yeah, and I think they're hell. I don't think anyone should do that. However, if you're telling me to lose weight, maybe you should cook some vegetables with your meat and rice. You know what I mean? Anyway, or she would tell me I lost so much weight and then still feed me to the brim, you know? And what I really, really, really hate as well is that there was never a food consent, meaning that I was not every time, and this still happens to this day, no matter what I put on my plate or how much or how little or whatever, my grandparents are gonna comment on it. And almost always, my grandma will tell me to take more, but not because I'm eating too little, but it's just she's a grandmother, and yeah, that's what grandmothers do, I think. But it makes me really uncomfortable at this point because I don't like it when people look at what I have on my plate. I think it's very, I don't know, it gives me discomfort. I don't know, this has always been a common theme in my life. Like, especially if I wasn't with my grandparents, my parents, they would make, I guess, what they thought were like innocent comments. Like, they would say, oh, like, you have a double chin, or, oh, like, you know, your skin is flappy in this part. And for them, that was normal because that's how they grew up. But actually, what influenced me more at home was the fact that my mother had really big body image issues because of her weight. And this woman had three children, okay? She is allowed, about, even if she didn't have children, you know, you're allowed to be whatever weight, you know, you want to be, or you naturally are, because bodies are just, they just be like that sometimes. She, despite having three children, she would always beat herself up for the fact that she wasn't as skinny as she was when she was in her 20s. And I mean, no one expects that of you except yourself. And it was really hard, watching that growing up. And I think my mom never understood that kind of imprinted on me. And my mom was so obsessed with her body weight that when she started going on a diet, she would put a goal for every day, like a body weight goal for every single day of the week. And she would, of course, also weigh herself every single day to see if that was normal. Like, if she was following sorry, not if that was normal. She was seeing if she was following her goals, basically. And even, like, listen, I am against diets. Unless you have bowel problems because of certain ingredients in your food. Like, I had food intolerances for a while. But if you're going on a diet to lose weight, for no reason whatsoever, not because of health, not because, you know, okay, let's establish this from the beginning and from here on. When I say, sometimes people want to lose weight because they actually do have health issues. I have a cousin who is overweight and he cannot breathe at night because of that, and he needs to lose weight to, you know, not die in his sleep. That's very different from
wanting to lose weight just because you don't fit the ideal in society. So I want to make that distinction that when I, if I ever say this in the podcast, that, you know, like, it's okay if you want to lose weight, I mean specifically for medical reasons, or if you have, like, you know, yeah, that's also medical reason. If you have knee problems, if you have anything that helps, you know, eliminate other physical, sicknesses, whatever. I think then it's obviously, I mean, anyone can do whatever they want. I'm just saying, like, I feel that unless it's for that, it's usually because of societal manipulation. And yeah. Anyway, back to what I was saying. What was I saying? Good question. Wow, I really lost my train of thought there. Okay, I remember what I was saying. So, telling the story about my mom, how she tried to lose weight by weighing herself every day. Even, you know, as I said, I am against diets, but if for some reason you're obliged to lose weight, and you go to to a dietitian or whatever, a fitness trainer or whatever, even they will tell you that that's insane. You should not be doing that. That is not healthy behavior, and that is definitely not someone who is trying to lose weight because they wanna, you know, be more healthy, because that is unhealthy behavior. Unhealthy behavior never points to healthy outcomes. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what I grew up with, seeing every day my mom calling herself ugly and fat, and as if that was a bad thing. And I always seeing herself in a negative context. And it really does, you know, whatever you do at home, obviously it's gonna have an effect on your children, which is why I will never have children, because I'm so afraid of fucking them up. But anyway, and the thing is also, especially that when I was growing up, everyone would tell me I looked like my mother. And so the parallels for me were like, oh, so she hates her body, so I have to hate my body too, because we look the same. Like, we're the same. And of course I was bullied, obviously, in high school. Because, you know, when I was in high school, big buds were not the trend. So me even having having wide hips and a big ass and thick thighs, that was enough material for people to, you know, bully me. And I felt really bad about myself. Now I don't give a fuck anymore, but, you know, when you're a teenager, you're very vulnerable to this stuff. And again, like, my home environment wasn't the best, especially because my dad was also not the most supportive. I remember one time we were on holidays, I think I was 18, and I was walking in front of him, and it was the first year in my life that I felt comfortable wearing a bikini. And before that, I would, like, either hate, you know, being outside with a bikini, or I would just wear it. Are they called tankinis? You know, the thing that it's kind of like a crop top, and you have like a, you know what I mean? Anyway, and he commented saying that, like, what the hell is this? You know, talking about my stretch marks. And he was in my cellulite, like, what I suppose is cellulite, I don't know. And he said something along the lines like, what the hell is this? Like, you're 18, you shouldn't have that. And I was like, what? Like, even as an 18-year-old, even though I didn't know anything about stretch marks and cellulite, and I hated my body, like, I hated the fact that they were there. And I only started embracing, like, I just started my embracing journey. I knew that that was bullshit, like, that could not be true. And just in case you didn't know, and you're listening to this, cellulite and stretch marks are completely normal at whatever age, because when you're growing up, your skin stretches, and
especially for women, your body cell structure allows for more stretch marks and for more cellulite. So there is that. I literally played tennis 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I didn't have visible abs. I had jiggly thighs. I had jiggly arms. Like, it's normal because that's how my body was. I wasn't, yeah, it's just very normal. I don't know, like, the normalization of bodies is, I feel like, a whole other topic that I think I would have to discuss more extensively another time. Because I feel like that's a whole... I could talk about that for 2 hours, because everybody is... Actually, you know what? I'm going to throw that in there. Continuing with my experience, my personal experiences on how people see bodies and weight. I had this very fun conversation at university once. I think it was, like, in my second year or something. Someone said we should burn all fat people, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you say that? And obviously, like, for him, it was obvious it was a joke. I was very offended because, I mean, like, why? And, like, not because... I was just very... I don't know how to explain this. I was very offended because I was angry that someone would think that being fat is so, like... bothering him so much that he would even suggest or think about a violent action as a joke. Like, I don't understand, like, you know. And anyway, and then we had this one guy in class. He was like we called him, his nickname was Abercrombian Bitch for some people, which I think is very fitting because he's just this tall, chiseled dude who I think was actually an Abercrombie and Fitch model. But anyway, I think that maybe he was there, or maybe that was a separate discussion, I'm not sure. Anyway, but the gentleman who said that we should burn all fat people, anyway, was trying to say, like, oh, like, you know, they're a burden on the healthcare system, and they're like, it was just so, like, the reasons were so hilarious because they were so bad. It's like, oh, like, they're disturbing social life because when I have to sit on the bus with them next to me, then they're taking up my space, blah blah blah, like, the extremist bullshit. And I always hate the fact that people bring up health in these situations, because first of all, you don't care about their health, because if you see someone skinny eating like garbage, you don't say shit. It has nothing to do with health. Second of all, body weight doesn't tell you anything about how healthy this person is living their life at all. I could eat like salads all day and soup. I will never be as, like, my body will just never look the same as someone who has other genetics than me, because, like, we could have the same diet, the same workout routine. It will never look the same because everybody is different, and everybody has the right to exist the way that it is. And the fact that people, like, always say, like, they're a burden on the healthcare system. Like, you think skinny people don't have health problems? Like, huh? Like, what is wrong with you? Also, being skinny is not an indication of health at all, because, as we all know, of course, there's eating disorders. I wasn't immune to them either. I had a very brief period of eating disorder where I just, I didn't eat enough. Like, I would cut out several meals in my day, and I would continue working out the same way that I did before. And it was really a really shitty feeling. And the only thing that saved me was the fact that I was very competitive. And I realized that if I didn't eat enough, I didn't have enough energy to do anything. I was very sleepy. I couldn't run as fast. I couldn't, you know, I didn't have enough energy to hit the, like, I didn't have enough power in me to, like, hit the ball properly, etc. So then I was like, fuck this. Like, I am going to eat because I need my energy. But there was a time I didn't. And, like, I don't, like, my parents, they noticed. Like, they knew, but they didn't say anything. So, yeah. Thank God I'm so competitive. There's one thing good in that. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I was not being healthy, even though, yes, I lost weight. And probably I looked skinnier. But that doesn't mean I wasn't damaging my body in other ways. And, like, therefore, that the assumption that bigger bodies are less worthy, less healthy than slimmer bodies is absolute nonsense. And frankly, I don't understand why it's also so normalized to talk about it and to mention other people's body weight. Oh, wait, before I get into that, let me tell you about the chisel guy, Abercrombie and Fitch. This man literally said, because I told him that I have a thyroid dysfunction, and my mother also has a thyroid dysfunction. She has Hashimoto, and I have a hypofunction. So, you know, our metabolism is just slower. Like, naturally, my mom's is basically not there anymore. So, there's that. But he said, literally said that is an excuse. Like, people can still lose weight if they really want to. It's just that they're not willing to make all the necessary changes and be consistent, blah, 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 blah. Fucking bullshit. Because, you know, as I said before, there is so much more to it than just the way that you eat. There's genetics, there's environment, there's your height, like, your bone structure. There's so many things that, how many muscles you have, like, I mean, like, how well trained your muscles are. Like, there's so many differences to how our bodies work individually that is so, and that's such an arrogant and ignorant thing to say. And I hate that there are people out there that are my age that just still think this way. Like, fuck you, man. I mean, who asked you? Because that conversation was completely unasked for. And second of all, who hurt you that you think that this is correct? Like, if you know any... Anyway, what I want to say is that I frankly, I do not understand why it's so normalized to talk about bodies and weight so publicly in front of people. Like what I mean is directly addressing a person about their body and their weight. Because what, you know, obviously we consider it rude to comment on someone's body weight when they have gained weight, even though, I mean, some people do it because they don't give a shit. But, which is, you know, first of all, fucked up, because why are we associating body, like, weight loss with success, and weight gain is a failure, and therefore it's, like, hush hush, you know? Or, it, like, people blurt it out in the open to shame someone, you know? But, yeah, that is obviously fucked up. And makes me feel like shit when my grandma tells me that I gained weight only because of the association that I know she's saying it because she wants to shame me, not because gaining weight is a bad thing in itself. But that is also, like, why have I been conditioned this way? And I'm still unlearning this, you know? Like, I'm trying not to let it get to me, and I am very happy with the way I am, like... I know what I'm eating, I know what I'm doing, I know I'm living my life as healthy as possible, so I don't care, but, yeah. But it's the same with when people tell me that I've lost weight, as if it's, like, a success thing, because that just triggers my, I don't know, it just froze me back to the time when I had that eating disorder for a while, and I
Well, I don't want to, maybe I shouldn't call it an eating disorder because it was never diagnosed as one, but let's say, I don't know what to call, where I was starving myself. Let's call it that. Okay. it just always reminds me of the time where I was starving myself, and I always have this internal crisis of, like, am I starving myself again? Like, am I doing something wrong to my body? And it ironically always makes me not want to eat at the same time, because then I'm thinking, oh, because it's like in my brain, it's wired to positive reaffirmation, you know, like when someone says, oh, you lost weight, I'm like, oh, fuck, no, I cannot gain weight again, I have to lose more weight. That's what happens in my brain. So I hate it when people say it's a compliment, that, you know, that they mean it as a compliment to say that someone lost weight, because, you know, weight is not something that is always in your control, and it's not something that should be commented on, because people cannot change it, and it's just none of someone else's business. Yeah, I think in general, losing weight should not be seen as a success anymore. Like, that association in my brain still has to be unwired, and I know that it's not only that's not only the case for me, it's the case for everyone, I feel like. I've never met anyone who never had that association in their brain. Also, we need to stop encouraging the body image of women only losing weight. Like, women are never encouraged to gain muscle mass. I think now it's kind of changing, but honestly, most of the time when I see someone who is popular that is muscular, they are still very lean. Like, they have elongated muscles, so it's not like they become... sorry, I choked on air there. They become very buff, like, compared to men, for example. Because, you know, women are... It's not, quote-unquote, sexy when a woman is buff. Which is, again, the patriarchy fucking with us. Also, we need to stop we studied the BMI in high school, and it's the biggest bullshit. Like, we really need to stop. We just need to stop using it. Like, if you're gonna teach about it, just talk about how fucked up it is. Do not teach it as, like, a measure of how you're actually supposed to measure anything, because it is absolutely made up. Also racist and misogynistic, because why the fuck would you it's just bad for every single group, but it's still very commonly used. I mean, everywhere, even in health apps, I think they use the BMI, and it's just completely wrong. We just need to abandon that concept. But it's a long way there. I also can see that with my sister, my mom's own perception of herself and her body weight is also influencing her, and the way that she sees herself, but also how she sees others, and it's a big problem. And she started watching, like, Germany's Next Top Model, and I'm really worried about her. Like, I tried to talk to her about it, but she's 12. Like, I cannot be like... And the system of the patriarchy has established all of these things to make us think that this is how we have to look like, because that's a lot, you know, for 12-year-olds to take in. So, if you have any tips on how to deal with that, please let me know. I honestly don't know what we can do moving forward except normalizing all bodies and talking, and also, but stop normalizing talking about body and body weight in the way that we're doing right now, because, again, people don't want to hear what you think or how you perceive their weight gain or loss or whatever, because you don't know why they have lost weight or why they have gained weight, and it's also none of your business, frankly. Well, I used frankly twice in this. I don't think I've ever used it before. Anyway, yeah, what do I mean?
it's none of your business, and we never know why someone, what is happening in someone's life that these bodily, like, physical changes are appearing, so it just shouldn't be commented on, and we need to denormalize that part of it. But yeah, also, there's this new book that I, well, it's not new, it's an old book, but I haven't read it yet. I think it's called Fat is a Feminist Issue. I haven't read it yet, but if any of you have, please let me know what you think, because I actually do want to read it. It sounds very interesting. And, well, I've heard mixed reviews, so that's why I'm asking you guys. But, yeah, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think we can do to combat this problem. Should we talk about it in schools? Do we just have to take it in our own hands and educate the people around us? Do you have a different opinion? Do you feel like it's not a big problem in your life and you never considered it this way? Let me know. And until next week, please stay hydrated and stay safe and wear your masks. Bye.